Good morning, everyone. Today I would like to share some results of my research at Kansas State University, which is synthesis and interpretation of N2O fluxes and regional modeling using the NDC. So as the previous author mentioned the importance of the greenhouse gases, you can see that those are the three main greenhouse gases affecting the atmosphere. So our focus now in nitrous oxide, as you can see that increase after 1950, there are really, really high increase on nitrous oxide in all of the three gases. So that's due to human alteration of agro ecosystems, especially the nitrogen application in soils. So that alters the concentrations and the rate of increasing of nitrous oxide. Basically, the models has been developed to understand what's happening in the soil or what factors are affecting the fluxes. So in our case, we are using denitrification decomposition model to understand those factors. Basically, the model is divided by three main components. The first one is the ecological drivers, which are the climate, soils, vegetation, human activity. The soil environmental factors, which are the temperature, moisture, pH, soil redox potential, and substrates. And the two main biochemical pathways that produced N2O are the denitrification and nitrification. So the objectives of this work were to interpret and synthesize field observation of different management strategies on N2O fluxes and to perform simulation at the regional level under current and future climate conditions based on the IPCC scenario A2. So the field work was done at Manhattan, Kansas, at the research station of Kansas State University. The soil type is a Kennebec silt loam under continuous corn. So the N2O fluxes were measured based on statistical, based on static chamber methods. We proposed three strategies to control or to reduce the fluxes. Those strategies are nitrogen source, nitrogen placement, and timing. Among the nitrogen source, we have the fertilizer, which is the urea, manure, or compost manure, and the coated urea, which is a slow-release nitrogen fertilizer. Among the placement, we have a broadcasting application, surface banded, and soft surface banded application of urea. And for timing, we evaluate the split application of urea, the 50% of that we applied at the beginning of the season, and the remaining urea we applied at stage B6 in corn. This is a long-term experiment, a split plot design. The main plot are the tillage and till and no-till, and the subplot are all of those treatments that I mentioned before. So at the regional application, we use the A2 scenario because it's the one that predicts higher global surface warming at the future conditions and is predicting the high population density as well. So we select this model, what's available, the Hadley regional model for simulation the weather conditions under two periods of time, at historic or current period, between 1991 and 2000, and a future scenario between 2038 and 2048. So there are several variables that we have to take in account. This is an example of the variability of clay fraction in Kansas and the variability of soil organic matter. But we have as well data of pH, bulk density, that are important parameters in the model. All of those variables we got from the USDA and RCS Soil Survey Geographical Database. At our basic unit is the hydrological unit C14. In total, we have 2,052 units. So each one of the units is linked to the soil properties and special to the weather conditions simulated by the Hartley model. So at the site specific, the dots are the observed values, and the blue line is the modeled data. In general, in the observed values, we didn't see a significant difference between till and no-till. So the difference that we see here were comparing manure versus fertilizer. So at the modeled values, we see more or less the same effect, more fluxes at in fertilizer, I mean more fluxes, yes, in fertilizer than manure, and similar fluxes between till and no-till system. So another point here is you can see that the temporal dynamics is not really well captured by the model, but the magnitude of the fluxes of those big periods are in the error of the measured values. This is the simulations taken in account the different placement. This is the surface application, surface banded, split application, and the slow release, which is the coated urea. Again, we are able to capture the effect of the tillage versus no-till in the observed and in the mesh, modeled value. The same thing in the split application, but we have more concerns here about the temporal dynamics that the model was not able to predict. But when we used the coated urea, the slow-release fertilizer, again, we see similar pattern using till versus no-till, and the model captured those events. This is 2011 results, so we got more variation in this year, especially with the manure application. The manure, you know, the source of the manure usually is not the same. At the same time, the characteristics such as CN ratio affect the fluxes tremendously. And for that reason, the no-till effect in this case increased significantly the fluxes comparing with the no-till. At the same time, we would use those parameters of the manure in the model. The model is able to simulate those changes in the source of manure, but again, the temporal dynamics is not really captured under those conditions. So this is the subsurface application during this year at 10 centimeters deep. Again, we see some differences between and observed values between till and no-till system. At the same time, with the model was able to capture those differences as well. So in synthesis, the model performed well. So we got an R square of 79%, 0.79, and root mean square error of 1.46 kilograms of N2O per hectare. And model efficiency, the perfect model is going to be 1, but we have 0.33, which is close, and a relative error of 12.63. So the perfect model will be 0. So evaluating the effects by the treatments, specific treatments, in general, the till effect performed better than no-till, and the fertilizer was better predicted than the manure effect. In the model efficiency, in general, we don't see, you know, drastic change just in these two, fertilizer under no-till and fertilizer under till, which is negative values, what means that the observed values are better predicted of the true mean than the modeled values. And the error efficiency, the zero is the perfect model. So in general, the values are similar. So at the regional application of the model under till system and continuous corn, this is the baseline scenario. So we capture two specific areas with the N2O will reduce at the future. This is the north area of Kansas, going to reduce using the future conditions. But the southeast increased. We actually don't take in account this area here because this is the Flint Hills, it's not a cropping area, and some areas here which are not under a cropping system. So the main area of corn is this, and this is the one that is affected by future conditions. So under no-till continuous corn, we observe the same pattern. At the north, we observe a reduction on the fluxes, but at the southeast, we see some increasing in the units and in the magnitude of the fluxes. So summarizing the regional application of the model, the range of fluxes were between 2 and 8 kilograms of N2O. So the measure of the units were in this range, and the more effective range was between 2 and 4, was significantly affected by future conditions in both till and no-till. So analyzing by agricultural zones that was defined, that were defined by the Kansas State University Extension, so the zone 4 was the only one that was affected significantly by future conditions. In the other areas, there was not an effect by those conditions. So you can see here, for example, that in all of the simulation, the no-till system reduces the fluxes. Just in the 4 zone, that reductions were significantly. So in summary, we can say that the precision and accuracy of DNDC increase the confidence for detecting change in N2O fluxes due to change in soil management and climate conditions. So the predictions on the till were better than the no-till system, and the same, the predictions on the fertilizer, chemical fertilizer applications were better than the manure or organic fertilizer. So in general, the average emissions scenario ranged between 0.3 and 28 kilograms for the baseline, and for the future, that range was wider, 0.28 up to 61 kilograms of N2O. The model emissions reduces, under the model results, the emissions that we got under no-till were 11% lower than till system under current conditions, and for the future scenario, those reductions were around 13%. In general, at field, at regional level, DNDC was able to detect those reductions on N2O emissions due to conversion of tillage to no-till in continuous corn. Thanks.